from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
NewstalkZB, it's time to talk travel. Megan Singleton, hello.
Good morning, Andrew, from sunny and still Wellington.
Oh, well, they've had
Wellington on a gorgeous day. Look, I just love it because I, you know, I'm a Hawke's Bay girl that went to Auckland via London. But, you know, Wellington with its little hub of cultural kind of easiness to get around and go and explore. And as you know, I'm just spending the weekend on Cuba Street. So that's kind of my theme for the weekend. And you can do so much in such a wee space.
I lived there for 2.5 years. Cuba Street, the funkiest street in all of New Zealand. Where are you staying?
I'm at the Quality Inn, so it's on right on Cuba, sort of upper Cuba Street, and I haven't been for a couple of years. So it's, you know, I remember back when I used to come that people were a bit concerned about they were worried about, you know, the new developments of the road, the motorway, and all that kind of stuff. But it's actually really funky now, and it's got some great shops, and it's got some, you know, New Zealand designers have all gone in there. You've got the great bars. Yeah, and of course, it's not named Cuba after the country, as you would well know. It's named it after a ship that came here in 1840. Yeah. But then you've got Fidel Bar, and you've got El Floriditas, and you've got...
Well, what I like about it is they've got record stores there, old-fashioned vinyl record stores there, and they've got true proper op shops as well, and they've also got people who are making clothes right in the shop, right in front of your eyes, and then putting them on the rack. You know, it's still the home of the artisan.
Yeah, you've got like a tattoo parlor next to a lady making beautiful lampshades at Carly Harris, you know, so you've got, it's great. And then, of course, I mean, I'm sort of doing 5 minutes walk. So 5 minutes walk, you're actually down at Te Papa as well. And it's dragon boat racing this weekend.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, so it's great fun down on the waterfront. And yesterday I went and found a guy selling a pulled pork sandwich. And, you know, it was awesome. And all the dragon boats and all the teams are down here from all around the place. And the triathlon was down here yesterday as well. So the city's just pumping at the moment.
And down on the waterfront, isn't Simon Galt got a restaurant down there now, a new one?
Yeah, the Crab Shack. So it's just coming up to about a year old, and I went there last night, and I've actually just posted the blog this morning, cutting all the pictures and stuff for it. So if you like food blogs, some people hate the fact that bloggers sit there taking photos of food, but I personally quite like a bit of a stalk through someone's menu. So it was fantastic. So the Crab Shack is just going off. You know, you sort of think maybe it's just a one-off destination kind of a thing because it's so, you know, narrow, but it was great. It was fabulous. Crabs, New Zealand crabs, which I actually have never really eaten because they're kind of teeny wee, but when you meet Jeff the chef and he shows you how to rip one apart and all of that, it was just great fun. So I've got lots of photos up there if people are looking for somewhere quirky and different to eat in Wellington.
You can do it.
Your place.
You can do it in 5 minutes walk from Cuba Street, but you've got to go further afield. You've got to do the south coast, my love. You've got to do Makara as well, and like going to Wainui Omata.
Look, I don't have a car, and that's why I think so beautiful. You can jump away to Wellington for a week and you don't need a car. Although my taxi driver was telling me that I should go up Wright Hill for a view rather than the cable car.
Yep,
so I'm thinking about getting the bus there this afternoon just for a different perspective and a few photos.
Megan Singleton, a weekend in Wellington, and the blog is on her blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. And I thank you so much, NewsTalkZB. It is 28 to 12.